1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Donna Sirimana. Israel's Prime Minister has used a speech at the UN General Assembly to call out Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu says the country is responsible for funding militant organizations such as Hezbollah and Hamas. Israel has launched another round of airstrikes targeting Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut, which has killed two people in Lebanon and injured 76 others. Mr. Netanyahu says the terror groups must be stopped.
October 7th began when Hamas invaded Israel from Gaza. Israel was soon forced to defend itself on six more war fronts organized by Iran. On October 8th, Hezbollah attacked us from Lebanon. If you strike us, we will strike you.
New data shows the cost of childcare has fallen by more than 13% since Commonwealth subsidies started last year. The decline means many families are saving thousands of dollars a year and many more are now able to access it. Early childhood educators will also receive a pay rise from December in a bid to tackle workforce shortages. An Australian app developed to better protect children online is going global. SwipeSafe is a learning program teaching parents and kids better safety skills, like how to report, block, and be a safe browser on the web. Child Fund Chief Executive Margaret Sheehan says the platform is being tested with several international partners.
Now that it's been so successful and it's spreading to a number of other countries, so it's now introduced into Indonesia, into the Pacific, into Kenya, the Philippines.
An inquest into the death of West Australian man Josh Warnecke 14 years ago has wrapped up. The 21-year-old's body was found on the side of a Broome Road by a taxi driver in 2010. The coroner heard conflicting evidence as to how he may have died, saying it was unlikely that he fell asleep before his death. The findings won't be known for some time, Mr. Warnecke's mother, Ingrid Bishop, saying she's confident they'll eventually have answers.
I've met with Commissioner Blanche this afternoon and the current investigation into the murder of Josh is ongoing. I'm exhausted. You know, I'm about to catch a plane and go home.
To other news, British actress Dame Maggie Smith, best known for her roles in Downton Abbey and as Professor McGonagall in the Harry Potter movie franchise, has died aged 89. To sport, the Roosters' grand final hopes have been dashed by a dominant Melbourne side going down 48-18. Melbourne is a buzz ahead of the AFL grand final at the MCG this afternoon, and England has crushed Australia by 186 runs to level their five-match ODI series 2-2. That's the latest news and sport.
Sydney's Hope 1032. Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Austip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Austip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Austip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at austiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Hoss Point, a special event today, closing Darlinghurst Road between Roslyn Street and Maclay Street. There are other roads in the area closed with diversions in place. Rosehill races are on today from 11 a.m. Expect heavier than usual traffic on James Roos Drive and Hassell Street. Mossman Spit Junction building inbound on Spit Road to Military Road. Head to Parramatta City GWM, North Parramatta and Blacktown City GWM. Blacktown, for outstanding deals across the range, GWM. Go with more. Deal 14862. Station sponsor, I'm Luke, and that's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
A cloudy one today, medium chance of showers, top of 20 in the city and the west. Tomorrow, cloudy, high chance of showers, 23 in the city, 24 in the west. You're listening to Hope 1032. Good morning, Aaron here with you at 9:05.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Have you ever seen the popular movie Back to the Future? Quite an interesting movie. In the story, Marty McFly goes back in time, actually goes back to 1955. You might remember this film. And he goes back to make sure that his mother falls in love with his dad. And there's that scene where Marty tries to get his dad to ask her out. And his father says, "What do you mean, on a date?" Marty says, "Yeah." And his dad says, "Gee, I don't know, Marty. I mean, what if she says no? What if she laughs at me? I don't think I can take that kind of rejection. You know what I mean?" And Marty looked down and said, "Yes, I know what you mean." I like that story because it sort of tells me that we know what he means. No one likes to be rejected because it does hurt. And this is because I think we mix with people all the time, and all human interaction has as its heart the possibility that we'll be accepted or rejected. For example, you meet someone you know down the street and immediately you've got a choice. You can either talk to them or not. And if we say hello and they say hello back, well, we feel, yes, I'm accepted. If we say hello and they don't, then in a sense we are rejected, provided they actually hurt us, of course. So being rejected makes you feel like you're not good enough, that everyone's better than you, that in a sense you're a loser. So have you ever felt like a loser? Now, that's not really a good experience or a very nice experience. You may have experienced rejection up close and personal. Maybe you've had a boyfriend or girlfriend who just had enough, didn't want to be with you anymore. Or maybe there was a job that you actually lost or a promotion you didn't get. Or even you may have had a parent who yelled at you when you were a child, "You'll never amount to anything because you're a nobody." Whatever it was, at some point in your life, you may have experienced a painful rejection. You know, what happens then, and psychologists talk about this, is that right there and then you say and you decide, "I'm not going to be hurt like that ever again." It could be that you were different to the others in your family. You weren't like your brothers or your sisters. And your mother used to say, "You shouldn't think like that. What will the others think of you?" To reject something actually means to throw it out. Just to throw it out as worthless, useless, or a substandard thing. It means to refuse to accept or to believe in it. To reject something means that you don't want it. And when someone rejects you, they're saying, in fact, that you're not good enough to associate with them. And they really don't want to believe in you. So I'm talking today about, and again tomorrow actually, about the fear of rejection. And I have a feeling this is a very real issue in many people's lives. Now think about it. Life is filled with fear questions, and a lady called Carol Kent actually lists a number of these fears. She wrote a book called Tame Your Fears, and these are some of the fears of rejection that she's found. She said, these are some of the statements. "I'm afraid you'll leave me. If I tell you the truth about my past, you'll push me away. If I'm vulnerable with you, I could become embarrassed and humiliated. I've been betrayed," she said, "by someone in the past, and I don't want that to happen to me again. If I don't change my appearance, you'll think I'm fat or unattractive and that you might reject me. I feel unworthy of your love. People that I trusted in the past have let me down. I fear that you will abandon me." That's the sort of thing that she talks about. And even in the church, rejection finds its way in the church, men, women and children. Have you felt like that alone? Do you think that people in the Bible actually felt that they were rejected? Well, the story is absolutely right. For example, the story of Joseph, we read that in Genesis chapter 37, how his brothers were jealous of him and they say, "Look, here comes the dreamer. Here comes the guy who thinks he's better than us. Let's teach him a lesson. Let's get rid of him forever." So that was the story. And then there was Moses. You remember in Exodus chapter 2 when he killed the Egyptian. He was trying to help his fellow Jews, but they rejected him, and one of them said, "Who made you the ruler and judge over us? No one asked for your help. Get going. Are you going to kill us too?" So there were people that actually felt rejected, and I want to take this a bit further tomorrow. Well, Lord, it's easy to see how others should change their ways, but Lord, we need to change. Help us, Lord, to realize that it's us that need to look at ourselves. Do your work today in our lives, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to where my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the
I don't want and I'm all alone. So please don't make me wait.
Most important thing there is.
Hive 103.2.
We have tried to make you small, to fit inside these narrow walls. We have built all these rooms, but you just keep.
Citizens on Hope 103.2, Real Hope, our daily devotional this week is about walking with Jesus. What does that mean? You can listen to this as a podcast in written form. It's free, Real Hope, hope1032.com.au.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
When you go solar with Solar Heart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
Hope 103.2. With Hope 103.2.
Wanna believe, wanna believe that you don't have a bad bone in your body, but the bruises on your ego make you go wow, 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 yeah. Wanna believe that even when you're stone cold, you're sorry.
know you need the upper hand even when we aren't fighting. Cause in the past you had to prepare for it. I'm yeah. Don't wanna leave, don't wanna leave. But if you're gonna fight, then do it for me. I know you built a love for broken love, so just try. I know you're choking on your fears. Already told you I'm right here.
When I made up my mind and my heart along with that, to live not for myself but yet for God, somebody said, do you know what you are getting yourself into? When I finally ironed out all of my priorities and ask God to remove the doubt that makes me so unsure of these things, I ask myself, do you know what you are getting yourself into? I'm getting into you because you got to me in a way words can't describe. I'm getting into you because I've got to be. You're essential to survive. I'm gonna love you with my love. When you looked at me and said, I kind of view you as a son, and for 1 second eyes met. And I met that with the question, do you know what you are getting yourself into? I'm getting into you because you got to me in a way words can't describe. I'm getting into you because I've got to be. You're essential to survive. I'm gonna love you with my life. Dwell on what I did, but rather what I do. You say, I love you, and that's what you are getting yourself into. I'm getting into you because you got to me in a way words can't describe. I'm getting into you because I've got to be. I'm gonna love you.
Reliant K. Hope 0032, a cloudy one today, medium chance of showers, 20 in the city in the west. And tomorrow, cloudy, high chance of showers, 23 in the city, 24 in the west.
Hey, I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human, and Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533 or at hope1032.com.au.
So, how's your quote going for your frames and trusses?
Still waiting.
Try MCM Frame and Truss.
Why?
Well, they're quick to respond with competitive quotes and have great standard inclusions like termite-treated timber.
Sounds like MCM Frame and Truss really know how to keep it simple.
For a quick turnaround of your quote with great standard inclusions at competitive prices, the choice is simple. Visit mcmframes.com.au. Station sponsor.
Sleep. What is sleep? Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park never sleeps because they're open 24/7 every day. Whether you're an early riser or up late at night, Chemist Works will always be wide awake for you. On top of being open 24/7 every day of the year, including public holidays, they also have a medical centre open till late. Drop into station sponsor Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park or call 1300 247 Chemist. That's 1300 247 243.
Recently, I travelled between cities on a bus. For the 3 hours of the trip, I put my feet up, listened to music and read my book. It was fantastic. No battling the traffic or having to make decisions about where I should stop to eat. Someone else had taken the wheel, which meant I didn't need to worry. Now, it's one thing for that to happen for a few hours on a bus. It's another thing altogether when it's for all of life. But that's just what Jesus offers. He says, let me take the wheel. Give me all the responsibilities and worry. I'll carry it for you. Rest and follow me. So do you feel burdened by the worries and responsibilities of life? Jesus says, give them to me. Let me take the wheel. He won't let you down. This is Andrew Laird with God in 60 Seconds. For more space to think and talk about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
I've been waiting on the sunset, bills on my mindset. I can't deny they're getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize this is just a journey. Drop your worries. You are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, you gotta keep your head. Your head down, hey. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks, it's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled, I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and
circle, circling around again. It comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again. And it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around, but you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down.
We'll bring it.
Hope 103.2.
Locked up and I'm so in my head. Heart starts racing and I can't slow it down. Hands shaking and I'm losing my breath. Paralyzed with the mind spinning out. My strength is gone.
The sunshine with Hope 103.2. Go on.
Don't just sit with folded hands and become blind. Cause even when there is no star in sight, you'll always be my only guiding light.
Mumford & Sons on Hope 103.2. Now, our community notice board at the moment has a big hit of kids' clubs for the school holidays. Now, if you are looking for something for your kids to do, whether it's this coming week or the week to come, there's a whole bunch, or the following week, that makes more sense, that's all in our notice board, and there's plenty in across Sydney, really. Hope1032.com.au. There's still time. If you're planning something, your church or community group has an event coming up, you still need some numbers, why not add your event as well? You can do it for free. Hope1032.com.au. It's just the place. Honestly, so many people head to our community notice board looking for things to do. And it's great that there's so much on there to do. Even this weekend, there's some things happening and it's all there free. Community notice board at hope1032.com.au.
Hope1032.
Spring is in the air and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
Imagine if your bank only let you see your balance once a month. This is the reality for most aged care clients on a home care package. Independent people make decisions daily. At station sponsor Bannister In-Home Care, all you need is your email address. Your My Care Now page shows the details of your subsidy and charges to display an up-to-date balance. We think it makes sense in a world that's turning a little faster than it used to. Call Bannister In-Home Care now, 1300 368 991.
At WorldShare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive, and living without hope. That's why, for over 80 years, WorldShare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs, and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
It's hard to imagine what it's like living with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Yet this chronic and often lonely condition currently affects the lives of 7 in 10 Australians in some way. It affected my life when my father was diagnosed with vascular dementia. I'm Ita Buttrose. With knowledge and understanding, you can help those living with dementia feel less isolated. To find out how, call Alzheimer's Australia's National Dementia Helpline, 1800 100 500.
Hope 1032.
From Bondi to Carrajong, we're right here with you.
3-2. From Mooney Mooney to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Donna Sirimana. Six people have been killed and at least 76 injured in another bombing attack in Beirut. Israel launched the airstrikes targeting Hezbollah headquarters. The aim was to kill the leader of the terrorist organization, Hassan Nasrallah, but Hezbollah claims Nasrallah is not dead. Just hours earlier, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the UN General Assembly, justifying its military action against Hezbollah and Hamas. Mr. Netanyahu says Israel has the right to defend itself against terrorist organizations.
This body condemned Israel 174 times. It condemned all the other countries in the world 73 times. That's more than 100 extra condemnations for the Jewish state. What hypocrisy. What a double standard. What a joke.
U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump has met with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. The pair met in New York to discuss the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Mr. Trump claims if he becomes president again, the war will end.
We have a very good relationship, and I also have a very good relationship, as you know, with President Putin. And I think if we win, I think we're going to get it resolved very quickly. And I think the fact that we're even together today is a very good sign.
Dozens have been killed and millions of homes are without power as Hurricane Helene wreaks havoc across four states in the U.S. Now tropical storm passing through Georgia and North Carolina, causing life-threatening flash flooding across America's southeast. Dramatic rescues taking place all over the region, including a TV reporter saving a woman from her car while on air and the U.S. Coast Guard rescuing a man and his dog after their sailboat capsized. It'll be a wet and wild weekend on Australia's east coast as a strong low pressure system blows in along the Queensland and New South Wales border. More than 100 millimetres of rain could fall, with surfers also told to be aware of 9-metre waves which are expected. Also making news, four people have died at the scene of a two-vehicle collision